What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as you know, I told you there were going to be more men of advanced and elderly age who decide to put the mask on, particularly long married men. I told you yesterday, there are men in marriages who have been long suffering. And as you know, married men tend to be the most isolated group of men. Why? Because everything he does is about family. And women know to isolate those men. Why? Because other men will say to him, you know what? You know your marriage is fucked up. You know this. But there are no resources to help men, especially married men. So after a long time, guess what those men tend to do? Some of them decide, you know what? Fuck it. There's nothing left for me to lose. In yesterday's video, we talked about a 73-year-old man. Gentlemen, you're going to enjoy today's short but sweet video. Now, this article was published on the 3rd of May. Elderly man faces termination charges after offlining his wife in Brewster. An 81-year-old man has been arrested and charged with the first-degree termination of his 72-year-old wife, Linda Karen, following a domestic dispute that ended tragically in Brewster. William Karen, now held on a $1 million bail, is accused of shooting his wife in their living room. The irony. Their living room became the death room. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! According to the probable cause affidavit, the incident occurred at their residence at 46 Karen Drive. Police reports indicate that William Karen called authorities at 10:16 a.m. on Tuesday, April 30th, confessing that he had shot his wife. Responding officers found Linda Karen deleted with a gunshot wound to the chest, seated in a chair. The alleged weapon, a sawed-off shotgun, was recovered at the scene. Wow! A sawed-off. Sounds like this guy shopped smart. He shopped S-smart. I truly ain't shit. In his statement to the police, William Carrot cited financial troubles and a forthcoming divorce as the motives behind the fatal shooting. He surrendered to law enforcement without resistance shortly after their arrival. The couple had been married for 37 years. Well. Gentlemen, does this not show you? Once again, it's not if, but when she decides to file that divorce. when she decides she wants to go to war with you. Yeah, gentlemen, this woman was 72 years old. What the hell was honestly going to be waiting out there in the streets for a 72-year-old woman? But, like I said, divorce has no age limit. However, the age of men who put the mask on also has no damn limits. What more can be said, gentlemen? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home. Gonna give this a 10. Method of execution, the sawed-off shoddy of slaughtering. Gonna give that a 20. Psychological impact. Of course, the shoddy, not very pleasant. So you know the cops were definitely surprised to see her with more than likely a gaping wound in the chest. Yeah, I'm going to give the psychological impact a 35. The brutality factor, I got to give this a 15. And I'm going to throw in a uniqueness factor of 15 also, because you don't hear about people using sawed-off shotguns, because we know that the sawed-off is highly illegal. I'm surprised that they didn't charge him with that. So for the uniqueness factor, I'm going to give him a 15. So William, the cleaner Karen, gets a score of 95. Gentlemen, let's go back to what this man said. And hopefully more men who decide not to offline themselves, if they decide to take out, you know, the bane of their existence, i.e. their wife, they will say, this is why I did it. Once again, financial troubles and an upcoming divorce. Yeah. Allegedly, till death do we part, he said, okay, I'm going to make you go through with it. And of course, he didn't put up any resistance. The guy's 81 years old. Like I said in yesterday's video, this man is so damn old that prison, that's going to be his retirement plan. He doesn't care. He's 81. What are they going to do? Oh, we're going to throw you in jail. Okay. Once again, I get three hots and a cot, and the state's gonna take care of me until I kick the bucket. How easy is life going to be? 37 years of absolute hell versus, let's say, I live to 90. I'm 81 right now. That's 9 years of absolute bliss. That's more than likely what this man is thinking. What more can I say, gentlemen? Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And once again, to you wives out there who think the gun of the state is going to protect you when you decide to wield it against your husband, you better get this through your thick damn skulls, ladies. The power, once again, that you believe that the state is going to give you in regards to divorce, the protection, all of that, that goes out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to be able to pull the cash and prize lever on certain men and just walk off like nothing's going to happen, that's going out right along with it. Because far, far too many men are stuck in marriages that they wish they could get out of. But they know the gun of the state, that's what keeps a lot of men held hostage in absolutely devastating marriages. But Like I said, there's always going to be a small contingent of men who say, okay, you want to declare war on me using the state? Guess what? All bets are off, which means till death do we part, I'm going to make sure you uphold that. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.